Blog Talk Radio.
Just to what? See what's up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Now we can do it all day till the sun goes down. Baby, why you frowning? Put on a smile. Let me see them cheeks like you posing for Colgate. You looking hella sexy when your hair is so straight. The way you put it on me, no girl does. Give me them shots like you wanna. Bottle of Patron and a couple of bloods. Hop in the wind, then we hit the club. Club is it, all day it's a mud. San Jose living got your boy clean cut. I like you when the apple bottles hug your butt. When you moving up and down, girl, that's what's up. Tell me what you want, I'll tell you what I need. To please you, if he's down to please me, freaky things, anything. The gloves out of two, you should come home with me.
Come home with me. Just to see what's up.
Watch me get tipsy. Up at the club, doing what I can. I'm just an average thug, trying to fuck this beautiful thing. Not big kids with a nice little slang.
I'm from the evil side.
Yeah, from the hood. Knowing how I do it, it's all good. Going out to the charge to get a number. Then I say, why don't you come over? Get up in the sheets with me. The big ball coming around the town. Yeah, she's singing my song. As she walks in my hood, straight to the room. Yeah, you know what's up.
So hot, I read you like a book just to get to your plot. Now don't take this wrong, just some words in a song. But I really just wanna hit it all night long.
All night long?
Yeah, all night long. Girl, drop that song, let's get it on. Feet on the bed, lean your head on the floor. Tell me what you like and I'll do that some more. So fresh, so clean up on the scene. Snapping out, cause that was all up in my dream. See you chilling, all alone up in the corner. Tell the bartender, have you come over. Mix up a few drinks with me. Now tell me, can we kick it later on tonight when we leave? Baby, it's last call, you ready to fall? Whisper in your ear just to see what's up.
Can't get the shit uploaded just yet, but it's coming, you know what I'm saying?
This is My Health, Your Health Monday, where we normally talk about health topics and health issues. You know, but today I'm just filling everybody in on what's been going on. Cause I know everybody's been like, what's up with the show? We haven't been around. Shouts out to my co-hosts with the Moses, Ms. Heavenly Angel. You know what I'm saying? Who've been like, you know, standing, not literally on top of me. You know what I'm saying? Ow! But, you know, she's been making sure, you know what I'm saying, that everything is okay, that, you know, shit is still, you know, rolling, you know. And so big ups to her. Shouts out to my international smokers representative, Mr. Cyanide. And he's holding down for the Netherlands. And we're going to be back up pretty soon, you know what I'm saying? Y'all just hold on for it, you know what I'm saying? Give a quick birthday shout-out to Freestyles, representing that team, Fetty Inc., over there real big, doing it real big. That's what's up. And it's tomorrow. Why do y'all motherfuckers keep sending me shit today? I don't even know what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. All right. But thank you anyway, because I probably won't shout his ass out, you know what I'm saying, tomorrow anyway, so fuck it. And, yeah. So right about now, you know, we got the Trilateral Radio, www.trilateralradio.com, and working on some things, though, you know, so y'all just wait, because I, you know, really want to make it TLC Radio, you know what I'm saying, but I believe it's already TLC Radio out there. I got to let me do some research on that, and then I'll find out TLC Radio, and it's probably only going to pull up stuff related to myself. But let's see, TLC, that's on Pandora. TLC Radio is on Last FM. TLC Radio is probably, yeah, so we can't use TLC Radio because bitches are already on that shit. Created by Coco Love, Mamata, that's out of Auckland. And you got a lot of motherfuckers, so never mind. Bitches ain't using Trilateral Radio at all. Damn, I like that little logo, TLC. Yeah. It's live on OBTV. Oh, okay. What the fuck is OBTV? And Ustream. All right, that's what's up. Yeah, so that's how we getting it down. You know, just giving everybody an update. You know what I'm saying? Let you know we ain't fell off. We just revamping. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get shit right. Trying to look like Mr. Setty Baby Powder Fresh J. You know what I'm saying? Up in this Muda Nigga. You know what I'm saying? My homeboy got shit on lock, man. You got to Google Setty J. Just Google Setty J. Goddamn it. And you'll see all the fucking 99 goddamn websites this man is, you know what I'm saying, got up and running. And holding it down real big right here on Blog Talk Radio, as well as a few other radio networks, you know what I'm saying, holding it down real big. Google them, of course, and you'll find all that out. That's what it's all about, you know what I'm saying. Shout out to my homie in the background, Mr. T. Collins. Ain't seen him in a minute. I don't know where the hell he at, but you know what I'm saying. We still here representing for the independent artists. It's what we do, you know what I'm saying. We smash independent records every time we come through. Shout out to my artist, Mr. John. And we're doing it real big, you know what I'm saying? Check out at www.myspace.com/JohnNewThePrinces. I know that sounds funny because bitches ain't even on that shit no more. But you can look up on Facebook, JohnNew2011. I believe that's what it is, so you can go and check it out. And, yeah, that's what we're doing, man. So we still here, still represent, you know what I'm saying? And that's basically it. I got to roll up, so I'm going to let my dog T. Collin run him back real quick and let y'all jam out to that, because that's what we do right here. Yeah, and this is just My Health, Your Health Monday. Update on events, man. Got to update y'all on events. Make sure y'all check out my YouTube, youtube.com/DJ Smell So Good. I got some new videos. I be clowning on these goddamn police down here, man. Y'all got to fuck with your boy. My cousin said the other day, he said, man, you got a fetish for motherfucking videotaping the police. I say, I do. It make my dick hard, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? Make my motherfucking dick hard. Hey, what up, man? Check out the YouTube. That's real.
J1, what up? Yeah. Security run is what I needed, right? Came back for the streets. Where you from? Stack Adams,
for having us. Help it live, man. You know what I'm saying? Doing a real thing. This is Regular K Radio. Help it a good one with your host. Y'all smell so good. Yeah. Okay, damn, my bad, people. I done fucked up. I was trying to play you the goddamn clip. And I'm completely fucked up. I'm high, you know what I'm saying, laughing at my own goddamn follies on these old dumbass flops. Let me explain something. Flops is F-L-O-P-S, fake lazy officers patrolling the streets. Okay, when you go to my YouTube channel, you'll see it say Flops, Illegal Search and Siege. And what ended up happening was the police came outside, went to the club illegally, went inside the club, searched around, came back out, ain't find shit, didn't do shit, so they decided to fuck with me. Wrong motherfucking warrant. Came up to me, gonna sit up there and basically start searching through my shit illegally. As I check his ass and tell him to stop fucking with me and don't be looking through my shit, he decides to say, well, he can confiscate all my stuff because I'm possessing it illegally. Now, you just told me everything I'm possessing is illegal. But because after I go ahead and throw a business license on your ass and my ID and my motherfucking tobacco license, then you shut the fuck down and you like, oh, and you want to get friendly. And then you want to try to buy some shit. So when you came up and the police tried to buy the product after he just told me that the product was illegal, the motherfucker came back over and persisted to ask me how much the product was. Now, being because you want to be a dumbass cop, and don't want to blatantly look at all of the advertisements that I have hung up that says buy a $5 DVD and you buy a $5 no what the fuck is it damn they took my sign so long it says DVDs $5 with the purchase of a case, all right, bam, so you got to purchase a case if you want to get anything for free from me. So what he tried to do was be slicky dick. So when the motherfucker sit up there and seen the sign, this dumb bitch going to ask me, well, how much is it? Any smart person would tell this motherfucker what? It's just $10. Your dumb ass, you just seen the motherfucking sign say the shit was $5, but then you go sit up here and try to check me and act like I'm stupid or something. So I told the bitch it was $10, you know what I'm saying? The motherfucker looked back at the sign, called the attitude. He said, well, the sign say it's $5. I say, well, what else it say? With the purchase of a case. I said, exactly. And what you want to do? I want to purchase a case. Okay? So for you, I'm going to give you a police discount. $10. Oh, yeah. So the YouTube video leads up to all of the me dissing his motherfucking ass. And then the cop want to come back and sit up there, and that's what happened in the YouTube video. His broke ass had to go and borrow $10 from his fucking rookie-ass buddies just to come back and try to make a purchase. But when his ass came back to make the motherfucking purchase, this is what happened to his ass. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, shouts out to Johnny Taylor. You know what I'm saying? In the background.
I'm closed right now. I'm on break. I am closed. I am on break. I am closed right now. I am on break.
Okay, well, come back in 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
30 minutes.
I'll be waiting.
All right. Do that, bitch. You motherfucking wait. Bitch, you sit your punk ass there. You motherfucking wait. You motherfucking Opie Taylor, punk ass looking, call this old dumb ass motherfucker Bart. What kind of name is that to be calling him? Man, that ain't his name, people. This is what he do, stupid shit like an adolescent and be fucking with people. You know what I'm saying? Fuck with the wrong one, though. Big ups my nigga Uncle F up here doing it real big. How would you tell the motherfuckers, man, I'm on break, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Take your fuck ass on somewhere else. Go fuck with somebody else. You know? But it's all good. You know what I'm saying? We doing it real big. You know what I'm saying? Let me give a shout out to motherfucking Blog Talk Radio. I see John C. Sweet got his punk ass trying to do a motherfucking show. I was finna go on that bitch and troll his ass, but I was like, fuck it. You know? I'm trying to do my own shit. You know what I'm saying? He's stuck. But I see that, you know, got a little interface. The bitch still sound like they on using 90-minute Memorex tapes and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, our show's recorded on Memorex. Ah, man. We still got shows recorded in beta and shit. You know what I'm saying? God damn. They got a ColecoVision switchboard. But hey, they doing their thing, though. You know what I'm saying? Shit, we breaking this goddamn truth to the world. So, fuck it. But make sure y'all lock me in on the YouTube, man. Lock me in on the YouTube. You know what I'm saying? And I got a lot more shit on the YouTube. I got like 4 more videos that I'm going to be uploading. 2 that all happened in one day. This was Friday. Punk ass motherfucking cops going to bring their dumb ass up to my spot. Punk bitch next door. 2 punk ass motherfuckers next door. They get out to serve a warrant or something to the old man that stayed there. They get out. The man ain't even home. They searching around and shit. How about the motherfucker? It's a white dude and a Chico officer. The white dude get his punk ass. He walked to the man mailbox, opened up the mailbox, look in the mailbox, close it. Open up the mailbox, pull the mail out, put the mailbox in, close it. Now, if anybody in this motherfucker that's listening to this show, you don't have to be Doogie Howser or what the other motherfucking Matlock or anybody with some kind of intelligence to goddamn know that that's fucking illegal, all right? Your mailbox is only for the goddamn postman to go into, not solicitors, not anybody the fuck else, unless they got probable cause or motherfucking search warrant. If they ain't got that, you tell them to get the fuck on promptly. So, basically what I did. I'm like, damn, I'm sitting out there with me and my homeboys. So I say, damn, man, ain't that illegal? Ain't that illegal for what the hell he doing? Ain't that a federal offense to be going through somebody's mailbox? Now, people, I guess I don't know the power of my own voice because I didn't know the shit carried over to his motherfucking flop's ass. But the flop's turned off to his buddy, sitting the Chico over there. I guess he figured, damn, all these niggas sitting around, I'm going to be out of place coming over and saying something. So he sends El Suave, you know what I'm saying, over there to holler at me. And so I spins El Suave's cap. I told my homeboy, he's sitting on my cooler. I got beer inside my cooler. I told my dog, give me a beer out of the cooler. I'm on private property, people. I ain't studying this shit. This is how I fuck off. Motherfucker walk up. I instantly hit the beer. Bam, I cracked the beer on his ass. Bam, I hit the beer right in his face. Pull my cell phone out. I'm starting to record. You know what I'm saying? As he walk up. The motherfucker walk up, he asked me. He say, what did you just say was illegal? I say, shit. I said, your partner is illegal. I said, y'all over there serving a search warrant on the house. I said, you ain't got no search warrant to be in that man mailbox or no probable cause. That's a federal offense and it's illegal. The motherfucker say, well, that ain't your business. And when we done with our business over here, we can come over here and make you our business. I said, well, you go ahead and do that because you got the right motherfucking one, baby. I'm like a goddamn fucking Pepsi commercial. You got the right fucking one. You goddamn right. Motherfucker, so he looked down and he seen the beer in my hand. Now, mind y'all, I purposely grabbed his beer. I purposely did that. The motherfucker looked at the beer. He said, is that an over container? I took the beer, drunk it, hit the bitch in my head, hit it one time, bow, put the bitch back down. I looked left and right and gave that bitch a super stupid look. I said, I'm super stupid looking at his ass now. Like, where's the over container at? Where's the over container? He looked at the beer. He said, it right there. I said, that's not an over container because you on my private property. You in my front yard right now. So, hey, I don't know what you talking about. I can do whatever I want to do out here. Motherfucker looked up. He said, you got a business license to be out here? I said, you should have asked for that first. Whoop that bitch out. Pow! Take that. You know what I'm saying? Like they did back in Living Color back in the day. with the motherfuckers, I forgot. It was, what the fuck, Tommy Davidson and David Allen Greer when they played the Chop Shop thing. And your boy said, you got a card? Hold on. Bam! You know what I'm saying? That's how I did his ass. Bam! I smashed his ass. The motherfucker didn't even take it, right? He didn't take the business like he didn't even look at it. Fuck, bitch, this is how people, listen, this is how you know the law don't know the law, when they just start saying shit out their four points of contact. All right? Motherfuckers all sit up here and ask me, well, does your business license say that you can drink alcohol out here? I said, man, you don't even know what the hell you saying now. I said, you need to ask for some ID. That's what you need. No, matter of fact, don't even worry about that. Went in my pocket. Bam! There you go. Here's ID. Here's my motherfucking business license. You gonna run that shit and do your goddamn job. Pow! Man, this motherfucker looked at me like his goddamn head was about to explode. What? Them punk bitches turned their ass back around, got in their fucking car and squirmed the fuck off. And I hit my beer again, because that's how we do. You know what I'm saying? It's real G shit. And I represent my motherfucking self and my hood to the utmost. Shouts out to Tampa Bay, Flow Weed Up. That's how we get down. You know what I'm saying? Come down to clown or get laid down in T-Town. Because, you know, that's how they're going to do it. But they ain't going to do me like that. You know what I'm saying? So y'all check out the YouTubes coming soon, man. Don't take my, like fucking Reading Rainbow said. You know what I'm saying? Don't take my word for it. Go ahead and read it in a book. Oh, man. That shit is too funny, man. I ain't never heard a motherfucker ask me. He say, damn, Smell. He say, man, you got a goddamn, he say, you got a fetish for fucking recording the police. I say, hell yeah. I say, because it make my dick hard. Oh, shit. Hey. But now, now the only thing that was fucked up after that fact, though, this goes back to the shit at the club. After I had done straightening his ass, oh, real quick, don't forget, dustspot.com/group/radio/shows/pages/WDGE radio, or you can just go to the dustspot.com and just look at all the hosts. We got a lot of shit up on there, you know what I'm saying? And that's what it do. Yeah, y'all want to be part of the group, go to dustspot.com and go to the group for radio shows if y'all happen to be a radio show host and sign up, you know what I'm saying, do what it do. But let me tell you, after the motherfuckers got dissed at the club, after I shut their ass down, these punk bitches came back and still deboed my shit. Yes, people. That's why when you see, have you ever been robbed by the police? That's the clip that shows these bitches taking all my motherfucking shit. I mean, these bitches took all my CDs. They took all my signs that I had hanging up. Threw all the shit in my mama's car, which I was borrowing. I ain't even have nothing to do with nothing. Told my mama brand new, goddamn 2010 Toyota Corolla. You know what I'm saying? We end up paying $350 a week later to get the car out. How about we get the fucking car out? All my goddamn CDs and shit is in the motherfucking car. The only thing these punk bitches kept was my laptop and a little daily planner that had some shit I wrote down in it. Thing that's going on down here is these crackers is doing motherfucking, I got you, Uncle L. These motherfucking hoes down here doing these drop checks and shit, you know what I'm saying? Really fucking the whole game up, because now these crackers down here, they hot than all fucking outdoors. And I'm talking about from New York down here to Florida. You know what I'm saying? Shit. I mean hot. So, you know, but shouts out to the drop hoes for doing that and not doing nothing for your community. You know what I'm saying? Not doing no special parties or anything for the kids. But you dumb punk assholes can go around here riding on your motherfucking scooters that you dumb assholes done rented. I love our black people, but our black people are some of the stupidest motherfuckers on this planet when it comes to finances. White folks, hey, y'all do what you do. But white folks gonna go and party. They're going to have a good time, but they're going to save some fucking money, though. Most of them going to save some shit or they're going to invest it into some shit or give it to a motherfucker and say, hey, man, yeah, go to invest this shit. Nah, not us. Nah, we're going to go buy a fucking 8 pounds of reefer if we can find it. You know what I'm saying? Go and get us, like, shit, a bag of pills for most of you motherfuckers out there. A goddamn whole bag of Scarface for most of you motherfuckers out there that tooted and booted. You know what I'm saying? And you're going to fuck off your shit. I done seen more rims and whack-ass paint jobs, you know what I'm saying, this past tax season than I ever fucking have being out in my hood, period. It's goddamn crazy, man. I mean, and give nothing back to the community. Bitches gave nothing back to the community, you know. And that's just asinine, you know what I'm saying? But that's a reflection on our fucking people, man. God damn. You know, I'll address this one little thing, then we out the door, man, because we got a few more minutes left. Shouts out to Life After Dust Live, Mr. Sadie Baby Powder Fresh J. Uncle L for coming up in this motherfucker. Check them all out on Blog Talk Radio. You know what I'm saying? We do a real big holding it down. Shouts out my homie Goofy. Boom! Representing Straight Load Records. Co-host is with the most, Miss Heavenly Angel. International Smokers Representative, Mr. Sayonai. And DJ Party Time, because this punk ass on vacation. I don't know where the fuck you at, though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So on that note, we're going to get up out of here once again, people. And y'all keep it smooth. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm always going to be what? In the motherfucking groove. Peace out, people. Much love.
Yeah. Security run is what I needed, right? Came back for the streets.
Where you from? Where you from? Stack at him. Take your shots at me. I'm throwing shots back.
Coming from.